For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And after 40 years, Neil Raddus and Joyce Stilson stepping down from Alleyway Theater, did you get the very nice email that Neil sent out?
It was very nice. And there was mention of it on Facebook as well. I mean, 40 years of putting on brand new plays. What an effort. That's not easy to pull off.
Brand new plays and Buffalo Quickies, a short works festival of long duration, long before I might say it was something everybody was doing. And of course, the annual Christmas Carol. And he stresses that it will continue. Founded in 1980, down there in that beautiful Art Moderne, former Greyhound bus terminal, to be handed over into, as he says, the very talented hands of Chris J. Handley and Robin Horn. And those are very talented hands. So, next chapter, right?
Next chapter, and what do they say? As one door closes, another one opens. So, hopefully another exciting 40 years. And certainly Chris Handley, experienced actor and coach and mentor, I'm sure he'll do a fine job.
I agree, building on the vision of Neil. So thank you, Neil. Thank you, Joyce. Wish them well. Passings of a less uplifting nature. Two COVID-related deaths in the past week. Joe Giambra, musician, actor, playwright, author, cook, personality, a real Buffalo guy, eulogized far and wide. And also Laurie MacDonald, who is married to a beloved professor emeritus of theater at Buffalo State, Terry MacDonald. They'd moved to Connecticut a few years ago, and she had other health issues, but could not withstand COVID-19, well, the complications. But they had done Playhouse of American Classics up at the History Museum, among many, many other activities over a long career. But it certainly is a case of attention must be paid, people who've made important contributions to the community. So things beginning to open up a little bit, but we're not through this yet.
Well, I was going to jump in and say everyone can make an important contribution to the community by recognizing that while Joe and Lori were of an age that's most affected by COVID-19, certainly it's incumbent upon younger people to keep practicing social distancing. It's not for themselves. It's so that we can keep this great older generation alive. So I'm a little concerned by this Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be gorgeous, sunny, warm. Folks are going to want to get out.
Yeah, I agree. I hope that they are mindful. I've been happy to spend some time outside in my own yard. A face mask at the ready, and I'm beginning to have a bit of a collection. How about you? Of face masks, I mean.
Well, yes, it's so nice because friends and family keep dropping off different styles.
I have a rainbow one by longtime LGBT activists Camille Cox and Babs Conant. They delivered one, but I had that. And then the costume designer from Cavanocchi Theater delivered one, which I use often. I appreciate very much. I was thinking about I should, you know, begin to make a list. I'd love one by costume designer Ken Shaw or Ann Emo or, you know, any of a number of people.
Signature design masks.
Right.
Why not? Well, I read a cute story in a St. Catherine's paper up at the Shaw Festival. They put the costume people to hard work baking face masks, but they had to be reminded, folks, they don't have to be absolute Shaw quality. We're interested in quantity at this
right.
point. So not every edge needs to be tucked over.
They don't need to have contrasting piping around the edge. Nothing like
So our salute to everybody who's making masks and handing them out to friends and family. Keep it up. We love them.
Well, and as we're trying to anticipate government guidelines for opening up and little things opening piece by piece, something that we could have been doing all along, and some people have, I've been cooking at home, but I used to have a good repertoire of restaurants that were open after the theater. I always loved to go to Mother's because their chef was on till 3 a.m. and you could have a friend who was performing at Shea's and get out of their show and sign their autographs, and then you could hand on over to Mother's and it would be open. And you can get pickup at Mother's now, including those fritters that they do. But I love being able to do that. And I checked, and who else is doing it? Left Bank is doing it. And they were always open late. But have you been doing restaurant food?
We have. And I have to admit, I felt a little guilty about it. Like, are we supposed to be going out? But as you say, we're also getting the other message of these folks need some business. If you want them to be there when this is all over, you better patronize them now for takeout.
On the last day before this happened, I ate at Lake Effect Diner. Do you know, up there next to the Steer restaurant? And
right.
I hadn't been there for a long time. Their food is really good, but they had homemade marmalade, the best I've ever had. And I was with Vian Cox. Fox, the Broadway actress, and she thought it was so marvelous. She bought two containers to take back to Manhattan to see her through the isolation.
The pandemic.
Right. But you forget, when theaters close, how many other businesses are dependent upon the people who come out for the theater, and to try to remember them at this time, as you say, so they will be there when we do open back up. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.